Your SteveJonesShow.com audio is loading. SteveJonesShow.com audio is sponsored by Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Call them at 800-609-9484 or visit them online at REWfinancial.com.
Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Rick Weibel has declared this an Olympic free zone.
I didn't get the memo.
Well, Rick and I are friends.
Sorry for Rick.
Well, Rick seems pretty happy. Great guy, but not only that, smart. Rick will take very good care of you. Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Give Rick a call at 800-609-9484, or you can go online to REWfinancial.com. Happy to be in the Sunbury Motors studio on this snowy day. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 to 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Olympics in a few moments. A little more basketball talk for a moment. For Penn State, now this could be a big weekend here at Penn State in a lot of ways, because you have the Lady Lions, who are ranked, I think, 12th in the country, to play tonight in Indiana. Then the hockey team, the men's team, which just beat Michigan, hosts Michigan State tomorrow night at 6:30. Then you have the men's basketball team against Iowa at 1 o'clock on Saturday. Iowa will be the second-best team to come into the Jordan Center this season, Michigan State being first. Then you have hockey again on Saturday night with Michigan State. Then on Sunday, the Lady Lions have the Pink Zone game, where the proceeds go to breast cancer awareness and research. And the men's, and of course the wrestling team, has Oklahoma State coming up in Rec Hall on Sunday. I mean, what a weekend. That's a power-packed winter sports weekend there. The men's basketball, of course, last night won at Indiana. Going into the game, I talked with Don Fisher, Indiana's outstanding play-by-play guy. And he said, what do you think? You know, he said, Stevie, what do you think? I said, you know what, Don? I said, I don't know what Penn State's going to do tonight. And I said, you know what? I don't think you know what Indiana's going to do tonight. And he looks at me and says, you got that right. I have no idea. I said, because this league is so unpredictable that the second you think you know what's going to happen in this league is the second it's a 180. And that's the way it's played out this year. Penn State's won four of its last six games, including wins at Ohio State and Indiana. It's the first time Penn State's ever beaten Ohio State and Indiana on the road in the same season. And they did it in remarkable fashion last night. They scored the game's final 10 points. They won the game 66-65. It is the fifth time this season. If Penn State's played 25 games, it is the fifth time this season, 20% of the games, where the game was decided on the final shot of the game. That's how narrow the margin is right now. That's how narrow the margin. Now, Penn State's now 2-3 in those games decided on the final shot of the game. 2-3. But that's how close it is. That's why I laugh about, well, that what the guy put on Facebook referred to as the pathetic basketball program, right? Now, a pathetic basketball program is one that loses by 15-30 every night. He also talked about contributions, by the way, to the from the NCAA tournament. By the way, Penn State went in 2011. The Big Ten gets money for the next over a six-year span from Penn State's appearance. It's called units, and the units roll for 6 years. So So actually, Penn State is in the middle of making contributions. Now, you want to do it every year. You don't want to just do it once in a while, and he is absolutely correct about that. You do not want to do it just once in a while. I think Penn State's in a position in a 10-year span. I'd love to see Penn State be in the NCAA tournament four times in the 10-year span. Four times in the 10-year span, four NITs, two misses would be palatable. The key in the Big Ten is to somehow get you into that 4-7 spot. Yeah, obviously you want to win a Big Ten championship, but, you know, you're talking about, you know, the money spent on Penn State's actually the lowest number in the conference on basketball. But it also helps the fact that it's a profitable program because of the TV, radio contracts, and so forth. So it's able to pay for itself and also help pay for several other programs as well. So men's basketball is very, very important, and it has to be taken seriously that way. Which then gets to the next part, okay? The atmosphere was incredible last night at Assembly Hall. It was incredible at Ohio State, incredible with the Izzo at Michigan State, so forth. And you'd hope the student body here would start to respond a little bit, because I'll give you an example. Penn State is playing Illinois Sunday. And Illinois, down in the game, Tracy Abrams, their point guard, had the ball. Now, he's at the opposite end of the floor of where the Illinois bench is. And the shot clock ran down to, I think it was down to 3. And the bench screamed and yelled about the shot clock. He was not aware of it. He perked up and fired up a shot, and he made it. He had his head down and started to drift back. Why, on Penn State's home floor, could he hear the bench? That part has to change. That part needs to change. You can complain about... I realize that the key to drawing crowds is winning. But part of it, too, has to be a crowd getting behind its team to give them the best shot to win, too. You can't just look at these kids all the time and say you're on your own. Oh, now you're winning? Now I'll show up. You know, and they've got to do it all by themselves. That's not how college sports is supposed to work, I don't think. But that shows you how narrow the margin is today. Pitt, which is an absolute Sweet 16 team, they have all the makeup of a Sweet 16 team. If they advance beyond that, I think it's bonus time for Pitt. They're capable of it, but it would be a bonus. Iowa's a Sweet 16 coming in here on Saturday. Iowa's a Sweet 16. And when you're playing that caliber opponent, I mean, Pitt took Syracuse to the wire. Really had him beat. Ran a great set Pitt did with 10 seconds to go to give themselves the lead. Great play in the final 10 seconds. And then, of course, Ennis had the 35-footer at the wire and knocked it down, which is just a great play. But that is the parity in college basketball today. The difference between men's basketball and, I think, college football and a lot of other sports is the pool of good teams is deeper in football and men's basketball than it is in other sports. Where in college football, Penn State with sanctions can still go to Wisconsin and win. Where in college basketball, the number of good teams in college basketball probably numbers about 150 right now. Bucknell's a prime example of the program over the years between what Pat Flannery has done and what Dave Paulson's done. the damage they've done in non-conference games. People, you know, when Mike Muscala, Joe Willman, Johnston were there, nobody wanted to play Bucknell. You want to play that group? Really? Because they'll walk into your building and they will beat you. Dave's a really, really good coach, extremely well prepared, puts great emphasis on defense, scouts you well. You don't want to play, you did not want to play Bucknell. Now, this is a transition year at Bucknell. But, you know, as fans in that area, nobody wanted to play Bucknell. It was one of those games where you had to go out and sell to your fan base when Bucknell's really good. And the fan, Bucknell's really good. Yeah. But if you know college basketball, you know, danger game. You see Arizona right now in the top four in the country. I mean, Bucknell went in there 2 years ago, beat them. In Tucson at McHale. Maybe not the same personnel, but some of the same people are still there. And this is where we are now. Penn State, 5 games this season out of 25, 20% of the schedule went to the final shot of the game, including last night. It's amazing how fine the line is. I would say that there are probably 15 teams in college basketball right now that actually, with the right run, right bracket, can win the national championship. And there are also teams up to about 150 or so that actually could beat any one of those 15 teams on a given night. Same thing in college football. I know we see the upper crust, the Alabamas and so forth, but I mean, you look how dominant Ohio State was all year, and then all of a sudden they beat Michigan by a point. They get beaten by Michigan State. They get beaten by Clemson. Suddenly, okay, you know, we just talked about the Oregon thing the previous hour about how defensives are trying to put a rule in so you have like an 11-second cushion in order to change personnel. It's an overreaction. While we get enamored with watching Oregon fly up and down the field, fly up and down the field, fly up and down the field, there is that great sign that's in Corvallis. And the great sign in Corvallis, they hold up there. Can't remember what the first part of it is, right? And underneath, they use the Oregon logo. It says, no national championships. Despite everything Oregon's done, they've played for one title and they lost it. Despite the flying up and down the field, up and down the field. Michigan State winning its division this year was a fabulous accomplishment because everybody in that division could beat everybody else. Look at Northwestern in football this year. Northwestern is actually a good football team. And they had one narrow loss after another, and it made it look like they had a lousy season. They're good. A lot of people don't want to play Northwestern. Look how deep the talent pool is in the SEC. Look how deep the talent... I mean, Baylor, another perfect example. Fly up and down the field, fly up and down the field, fly up and down... And Baylor has ended up where? Central Florida took them apart. Central Florida took them apart. Louisville, a year ago, went into the Sugar Bowl, beat Florida. There is a depth of good teams in college football and college basketball. There certainly is an upper crust of great teams, but there's also a depth of good teams. And those good teams, by the way, can beat the great teams on a given day in a given circumstance. Jim Boeheim will tell you, What are the three toughest games that Syracuse has played this year? He'll tell you. Pitt last night. Duke. St. Francis of New York. You're like, St. Francis of New York? St. Francis of New York took Syracuse to the wire. St. Francis of New York took North Carolina to the wire. Like, who's St. Francis of New York? Ever since they took college football to 85 scholarships and 25 in a given year, the depth of talent spread out across the land. Teams got better and became more competitive. In men's basketball, when they took the scholarship number down to 13 from 15, suddenly there was more talent spread across. Sure, you still have the Syracuses and the Dukes and so forth. I'm telling you right now, Wichita State can beat anybody. And don't put up with the mumbo jumbo that Wichita State plays in the Missouri Valley Conference. And then the Valley's down this year. Okay? Now ask Krzyzewski and Boeheim if they're in the mood that right now this weekend to play Wichita State. Something tells me they'll tell you they're not in the mood for it right now. Penn State has won four of its last six games, including wins at Ohio State and at Indiana. They've had to fight and gut it out. Second best team this season to come into the Jordan Center will be here on Saturday. That's Iowa. Iowa's played, has used the same starting lineup, the exact same starting lineup they had in the NIT championship game last year. They haven't changed the starting lineup one time, and they are deep. Gabe Olushanie's had a wonderful season off the bench, blocking shots, being more of a force. Jared Udoff, the Wisconsin transfer, hitting threes. You know, you look at their numbers and you watch Iowa play, you know what really impresses me about them? Not one guy tries to do something out of his comfort zone. And you know what's really interesting? Is that for years, teams would play Penn State in basketball and they've got it, no problem, we'll win. Here's the difference now. Iowa knows Penn State on Saturday can beat them. And not only that, Iowa knows if they played at Carver-Hawkeye Saturday, Penn State could still beat them. That's the state of this league right now and the state of where Penn State basketball is. We'll come back with more on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
How many presidents do you want to save? Save more than you ever thought at Sunbury Motors Ford during their President's Day sales event. Choose from over 400 new Fords with savings up to $10,200. With interest rates as low as 0% for up to 72 months and no payments for 90 days. Select from over 20 new 2014 Ford Focuses for as low as $16,390. SMC has 17 of the hottest selling 2014 Ford Fusions starting at $18,980. If you're having trouble getting through the snow, Sunbury Motors has new 2014 Ford Escapes priced under $20,000. If a new truck is on your list, pick from the largest selection of new F-150s in all of Central Pennsylvania. A whopping 100 at one location, priced from just $23,953. Sunbury Motors President's Day sales event is the area's first huge sale of the year, and the one you won't want to miss. Sunbury Motors in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza and at sunburymotors.com. Proudly serving the Susquehanna Valley for almost a century.
REW Financial believes in the value of total commitment. We are a working family who strives to prove strength of character by staying independent and core focused. REW has a commitment to the community and the financial needs of our clients. Let us design your portfolio or retirement strategy. REW Financial Lewisburg, the power of freedom. Securities and advisory services offered through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA, SIPC. REW Financial is a DBA of REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC, and neither are affiliated with United Planners Financial Services.
All right. Time now for an Olympic moment.
I think NBC has a copyright on that. We could call it an Olympic minute. I think we're okay there.
Time for a fun fact, whatever the heck you want to call it.
There we go. That you could definitely do. Well, the U.S. is the only country.
And we're out of time. Today's show brought to you by Rick Weibel and REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Jeez. Give Rick a call at 800-609-9484. You can go online to REWfinancial.com. Do we still have time for that Olympic moment?
Yes. The U.S. is the only country to win medals in slopestyle skiing. Why? It is the first year in the Olympics for slopestyle skiing. It's been a very popular Winter X Games event. And the fun fact with slopestyle skiing is the skis are twin-tip skis, which means you can ski forward or backwards and land either way as you're doing tricks. Slopestyle, a freestyle skiing in the slopestyle version. Three medals for the United States today.
I don't think I've ever been happier to hear the music. All right.
And the medal count right now has the United States in third. The United States now in third with 12 medals, tied with the Netherlands, Norway with 13. And Norway getting out of their end of the Olympics because almost all the cross-country biathlon stuff is over. I told you earlier in the week, hang in there. What's coming up next, Steve?
I'm too stunned to talk.
Vindication. That's what's coming up next.
Jadeveon Clowney says college athletes should be paid. I think he should have played harder.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And today's show brought to you by our good friend Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Give Rick a call at 800-609-9484. Or you can go online to REWfinancial.com. That's REWfinancial.com. Boy, I hope Rick's getting Lee some Louboutins for Valentine's Day. She's clapping her hands. He's not happy with me right now. What?
I didn't say anything.
And the Sunbury Motors Studio, 4th Street at Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Ridge, 1115, Hummel's Wharf. I just heard that Sunbury Motors commercial we were talking about. Great vehicles they have, including when they had a Ford Escape, man. I have one of those. Awesome. All right. We have talked about college football today and rules, college football, closing of the gap. We haven't talked about baseball really today. It didn't seem really appropriate today. We talked a lot about it this week with the Philly signing of A.J. Burnett, 1 year, $16 million, compounded by the fact that Cole Hamels will not be ready for opening day, and we don't know when he's going to be ready. Derek Jeter announcing his retirement. What do we know about Derek Jeter? He is in a world of social media where everything seems to get out. How much do we know about him? Not much. He is about as guarded an athlete as we have ever seen.
And seems to be pretty clean.
But is as guarded an athlete as we have seen in terms of our knowledge of him as a person. Nobody really knows much of anything about him. And that's to his credit, believe me. I'm not being critical. I'm just making a comment. That's not a criticism. And we've talked a lot about college basketball with the big doings last night. I mean, Duke, North Carolina was postponed. And a night where Duke and North Carolina is postponed, Ennis makes the shot at Pitt. Frazier makes the shot at Indiana. It was really a wild night. And last but not least, by the way, it's a big weekend here at Penn State, by the way. Huge. Listen to that. I mean, Lady Lions play tonight at Indiana. All right. They're in first place in the Big Ten. Tomorrow night, Penn State, Michigan State hockey, Pagoula Ice Arena, 6:30 tomorrow night. Penn State coming up that 4-0 win over Michigan. First conference win. Saturday, 1 o'clock, Penn State, Iowa. Iowa's really good. And you know what? Penn State can beat them. Hockey again, Saturday night, Penn State, Michigan State. Sunday. State College Spikes are having their Spikes Fest, which is free. If you're really into the baseball part.
I hope it's multi-sport. Indoors and not at the stadium.
It's always at the multi-sport, yeah. Lady Lions have their Pink Zone game, Maggie Lucas and company. Pink Zone game coming up. Sunday should be a huge crowd to benefit breast cancer awareness and research. 1 week before Thon. And then wrestling has Oklahoma State in Rec Hall.
Phil Lockoff would say that that's going to be a dandy brook.
What a weekend. What a weekend. We have tickets, by the way, for Saturday's game that we'll give away tomorrow during our show. To see Penn State and Iowa. All this happening while the Olympics are going on, and this was a highly successful day for the United States. After one disappointing rollover after another, maybe the United States is hit. You know what the funny thing is? You're the only person that doesn't think it's disappointing. People in the office I talk to saying, well, we're not doing well.
I didn't expect it early.
We're not doing well. Sorry, but two major favorites didn't even medal.
But I think if you follow some of these sports
Exactly where in the schedule did that happen? Oh, early on.
And I honestly expected.
You gotta somehow get some objectivity into it.
Didn't I tell you that the early part of this was not gonna be as good?
Don't you think that I wanted Bodie Miller and Sean White to win? Of course I did. I'm an American. I'm rooting for them. But they didn't win.
But you didn't listen to me. I said Bodie Miller was absolutely a disappointment. It was expected to. Everybody else, with the exception of Shawnee Davis, was really not overly expected to do well. I forgot about Sean White. I have to give you Sean White.
Bodie Miller?
No, I said Bodie Miller. I said
Shawnee
Bodie Miller.
Davis?
Shawnee Davis, I did say. I did forget about Sean White.
Okay, those are three guys that early in the competition were expected to get gold medals.
And I did not figure that early in the competition the United States would have a ton of medals. It just doesn't set up well.
Over.
Now you're getting into skeleton. You're getting into bobsled. Where the United States has a little bit more competitive.
Slow down. Check your breathing. Slow down. I know you get awfully excited about this part. Okay, now we're getting into the part that, for example, ice hockey. Probably the deepest ice hockey pool in the history of the Winter Olympics.
Very entertaining.
Okay, I mean, but the deepest pool ever. We're five quality teams are going after three medals. And the United States and Russia will play at 7:30 Saturday morning. This is maybe the deepest Olympic ice hockey tournament ever. Now you got something that's, you know, and guess what? The Olympics will always get higher ratings than the Stanley Cup final, but guess what? Suddenly, out of nowhere, that's Patrick Kane. That's Sidney Crosby. That's Malkin. Suddenly, these are names that actually Americans relate to. I'm happy for the slope-style sweep today, but nobody knows, Kevin, who these people are. Who are they?
Is that a rhetorical question, or are you asking me?
I'm asking you, who are they?
listen, I don't think you have to be a follower of Olympic sports to know who Yevgeny Plushenko is. That name has been around for a long time.
But he retired. He's done. He quit.
But I found it surprising that he did. I know he was injured, and I know it didn't well in warm-ups, but to retire before the men's skate and in your home country, I was surprised.
Quitter.
Oh, by the way, Sean Carey asked me to see if this was acceptable to you.
Of course you remember this.
5 seconds left in the game. Do you believe in miracles? Yes!
But you may not know this. It's an Olympic fun fact with Kevin Herr on The Steve Jones Show.
There we go.
Are you happy
Sean,
now?
Sean Carey right now, okay, throwing fastballs in the bullpen at 98 on the slow gun. Okay, now that is how you do first-class production.
Sean Carey gets the gold medal.
Sean Carey gets the gold medal. Now we have to get somebody who's competent enough to deliver the goods afterwards.
Oh, now, come on. That's harsh. But the Plushenko's a rock star in Russia. That's why I was surprised he wrapped it up. Even though he said the pain was so bad that he could not skate.
He's 31 years old.
Which is very old for his figure skater.
At 31 for a figure skater, that's the equivalent of looking at somebody who's at 40, 41 trying to be a pitcher in the major leagues. It's just, you know, he has been an artist, athlete, everything. You know, if it's too much, he just can't do it. Jeremy Abbott, meanwhile, didn't do well at all today. Gone. Another.
Not a big. It was not a surprise to me. I did not expect him to finish in the.
Meanwhile, in slope style,
which is awesome,
we swept the podium. Let's see, with Josh Christensen, Gus Kenworthy, and Nick Gepper. Pretty cool. That's great.
It's really an entertaining sport to watch, too.
Meanwhile, Jonathan Quick let up only one goal today. Name people know. All right, so.
Yevgeny Malkin had a goal for the Russians today in their win.
So, what they do is what they bring to the table. One thing about the summer games, Usain Bolt crosses over lots of lines.
Very true.
Right, lots of lines. And not only that, he's in a marquee event. I mean, world's fastest human event, 100 meters, signature event. That helps. That helps. I mean, one of the great moments of the London Olympics was Andy Murray winning the gold medal in men's tennis. Center court Wimbledon against Roger Federer. Incredible theater, and not only that, but Americans knew who they were. That's part of what happens. I mean, it's why you're seeing so many marquees now. Even though I preach team all the time, I understand that in today's marketing, it's LeBron James and the Miami Heat. NBC tries very hard, by the way, to get us to know who these people are. And I know you love these features. You love them.
I actually do. I really love these features.
He picked up a stray dog that was hit by a train and carried it 500 miles.
Don't forget the music behind it.
Declaring the entire way, I'm going to get that train.
Now, I need to say this so that I can get this on the record. That the men's super combined slalom is tomorrow. Ted Ligety is a favorite to win a medal. Bodie Miller's also in it, but Ted Ligety is a favorite to win a medal. If he doesn't medal, yes, it will be disappointing. I just wanted to get that clear. So they do slalom first and then downhill second. Obviously, Bodie Miller's strength typically is the downhill.
Downhill. It's check your breathing. We start talking about the Olympics, you get a little fast.
No, it's just I'm quicker paced, you know, than you are. Okay. I get excited about this stuff.
Okay. Just, you know, maybe just a little needle here and there for you. Just kind of edge on, see how fast you can go.
I love this Olympic stuff.
Love this Olympic stuff. You remind me of manager Lou Brown in Major League Two jumping up and down. And not only that, but I also have a note here from Drew Carey or from Drew Kelly, Allie Stevens, Cody Jade,
I don't care.
Sarah Bartlett from Roger, and even from Sean Carey. And most of all, and Lawrence wrote eight times, we all vote yes.
It's too bad we have to take a break. I'm so sad about this. I'd love this conversation to continue.
Oh, no, we got time. We're good. So, I mean, that's today at the Olympic Games. You get a little fast, though, when you talk about it. Especially when you get passionate about it. I'm telling you. It's like,
I start to get a little high-pitched, too. I notice that.
Very high-pitched. Yes, you do. And I just sit here, smirk a little bit. Guy in the car sitting there driving. Guy that's sitting in the car driving between Sealands Grove and Danville's like going, he's getting a little wound up here, isn't he?
Listen, what are you doing tomorrow at 10:40? 10:40 a.m. Are you busy tomorrow at 10:40 a.m.? And I mean, really?
At 10:40 a.m. In all likelihood, I'm doing one of two things at 10:40. I'm either finishing up prepping the Iowa game, or I've got to do. I'm on the Big Ten Network tomorrow.
Right, for the hockey game.
For hockey, and it's more than just being on the hockey game tomorrow. I'm also on the hockey preview show tomorrow afternoon as well. So with the coaches. So I don't know if I'm going to at 10:40. I might be at Penn State's pregame skate tomorrow morning.
All right. Here's what I'm asking you to do. If you have time, if your schedule permits it, the women's skeleton final, two Americans have an opportunity for medal. Take a look at skeleton. Tell me it's not something you did as a kid when you were sleigh riding down the hill. Basically, it's like luge, but instead of being on your back and feet first, you're on your chest and stomach and head first, with your face literally about 5 inches from the ice. Tell me that's not entertaining to watch and something you really can relate to, because we all did this when we were kids. We just didn't call it skeleton.
You're right. We need to take a break. We'll come back with more in a moment. Today's show brought to you by Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Give Rick a call at 800-609-9484. You can go online to rewfinancial.com on News Radio 1070 WKOK. I can see the tears streaming down Kevin's cheeks as we speak.
It's how memories are made.
You can keep playing it.
No, it's too late now. I have it all cleared out.
Kevin pretending he's the top of the podium.
That is streaming, a dream right there.
Streaming. Being interviewed by Bob Costas.
What's your favorite Olympic moment?
No, the 1980 Olympic hockey team.
See, I it was that for a long time.
February 22nd, 1980. It's the single greatest upset in the history of sports. It is easily the favorite moment. And it's nothing. There's nothing in the Olympics going to happen unless one of my children ever did something that would.
Well, sure, yeah. Well, and I understand that. And it used to be for me until I watched Carey Strug hit a vault with 1 foot. After everybody else had basically fallen and ended up winning the gold medal. Was that 96, I believe?
Yeah, that's a great moment. Great moment. I interviewed her about that. She's a very nice girl.
That would have been my top moment.
I also interviewed Bella Caroli, too, a couple times.
He's entertaining.
Actually, I think he's a nice guy. I think he's funny. I think he's a great.
That's what I mean. He's very entertaining. I mean, yeah. I meant that. I didn't mean it sarcastically.
Yeah. Very, very funny. Great sense of humor.
You know, they did one of your Olympic moments with Carey Strug years later, and they said, you know, what was going through your mind? And she said, well, obviously, I just fell. I felt pain in my ankle. I'm walking back limping. knowing that I have to hit one. And she said, the only thing that Bella's saying is, you can do it. You can do it. She said, for the last several years, all I've heard him say was, not good enough, stronger, higher. All of a sudden, he goes, you can do it. And I thought, well, maybe I can.
That's why he said all the negative stuff before. You can go stronger, farther, higher. Because he knew at some moment he'd have to pull out, you can do it, and they'd believe him. Good coach. Today's show brought to you by Rick Weibel at REW Insurance and Financial Services, LLC. Give Rick a call at 800-609-9484. You can go online to rewfinancial.com. Great to be with you today from the Sunbury Motors studio. Covered a wide range of topics. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 to 15, Hummel's Wharf. Tickets to give away tomorrow. I'll be with Mark Lawrence tomorrow morning at 8:30.